there's some exciting news on the connection between ADHD and vitamin D. There's a study that came out in Sweden about a month ago, and what they found is that low levels of parathyroid hormone were associated with ADHD. Now, let me explain that for a second. These same ADHD people that were studied, had their blood drawn and analyzed, these people had low levels of vitamin D. Now, what should happen is their parathyroid hormone, or PTH, should go up in order to, skipping some steps, it should go up, but it didn't. Now, that's what we call a blunted response to vitamin D deficiency. And the thing that is associated with blunting that response is, once again, magnesium deficiency. Now, I've posted on this before, but there's a whole lot of information. There's some information as old as 1996. There's some as recent as 2006 that shows, once again, kids that are diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder have a magnesium deficiency. And what I'm telling you here is that can show up in a bunch of different places. It can show up if your child has low vitamin D levels, but also has low parathyroid hormone levels. It means something's wrong. And the thing that connects those two is magnesium. That's the point. Now, you've probably been told that you can go out and just supplement with magnesium. I wouldn't do it. I would find out why your child is deficient in magnesium. Because if you just go supplement, the fire could still be burning, if you will, and you have not put it out. You've kind of, you know, covered up the symptoms for a while. And believe me, I don't blame you for wanting to do that. But it's better to do some detective work and find out why is your child magnesium deficient in the first place. Now, it could be just be malnutrition, right? The kid's just not eating enough things that have magnesium. But there are also other processes that if your doctor, whoever's helping your child, is good enough, they will take a comprehensive look and figure out what it is. So please, now this is a short post today, please don't run out and go supplement with magnesium just because you heard me say this. I don't think that's a smart thing to do. Number one, if you go ask your doctor about this, he's probably not going to understand it, or she's not going to understand it. They may offer to run a blood test for magnesium. And the thing I want to tell you about the blood test for magnesium is there's basically two. There's a serum magnesium, and then there's a red blood cell magnesium. Well, the red blood cell magnesium is pretty darn expensive, and I would doubt your doctor would ever run it because of that. Two, there's a serum magnesium. Now, with serum magnesium, though, if your child's numbers are not below the lab ranges, your doctor's not going to do anything about it. And that's a mistake, in my opinion. I use a functional range, which is a narrow range, so I pick up magnesium need easier. And magnesium, if your serum magnesium on your child is lab low or even functionally low, they got a big-time magnesium problem, and they need to have it addressed. But they also, we have to find out what's causing it. So let me review real fast. Low parathyroid hormone is related to ADHD in the following ways. This study from Sweden showed that these ADHD subjects had low levels of 25-hydroxy vitamin D. Now, please don't run out and go supplement that either, because that's a whole other story. You can actually make your child a lot worse if you don't do the correct testing before you supplement and after you supplement. So you have low parathyroid hormone, low vitamin D, but the parathyroid hormone, if you've got low vitamin D, should go up. If it doesn't go up, it's blunted, and it's most often caused by a magnesium deficiency, which is a well-known connection with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.